Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you'd have a place to get the answers to your questions about your life, to get the answers from your guidance, from God, from the angels, from someplace other than your own brain. Because frankly, your brain doesn't have the answers. It's actually your heart, your connection with God, your wisdom that provides you with the answers that are actually going to change your life. So if you have questions about your life, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. I am a freedom and empowerment coach, and I'm also a channel. And so what I do is connect people with Source, with God, so that they can start understanding their lives. If you are interested in working with me, I do offer a discovery session, and that can be your first session, and that is free. And it's 20 minutes, and we would use Infinity Healing, which is an incredible modality that I use, and we would clear out some of those false beliefs that have been holding you back all your life and install some of the truths from God, like you are worthy, you are deserving, you are good enough. You are loved. Wonderful things like that that we never really had anyone show us. So if that's something you're interested in, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the Schedule Now button and book your discovery session. Remember, this is completely free. You get to set it for your convenience. The schedule is in Central Time, so you'll just need to remember to think about your time zone when you're making the schedule. That's all you have to do to start making these changes in your life. So don't keep putting it off. Go ahead. Take a chance. After all, it's free. It's only going to cost you 20 minutes, and it can change your life. And if it doesn't change your life, well, you've probably wasted more than 20 minutes just watching television. So, really, what have you got to lose? Okay, let's go to our first caller from area code 828. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. My name is Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
How are you?
What can I do for you? I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great, too. Thank you so much. Well, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Jude, and my man and I have been feeling some tension from an energy. The energy is causing our bodies to feel tension, and I feel that it's coming from my son. And I just wanted to know what is going on with him and how I can help. If his highest self has any messages on what is going on with him right now, energetically, emotionally, anything at all, and what I can do to fix the situation, whatever he's going through, to heal him or fix it. Whatever needs to be done, I want to be able to do it so we can have good energy here and be at peace.
So, this may sound like an odd way to come about it, but I would suggest that you and your man and your son all connect with the light and to allow the light to be the dominant vibration in your lives. And you really only have to do this once, if you know. Okay. I can do it with you using the Infinity Healing, and you will never have to do it again because it will always be there.
Okay.
And then you can talk with them and have them, or you can talk with their souls, because this is all coming through your soul.
Yes,
and I'm doing a really lousy job of explaining.
We do connect with our highest wisdom, with our soul. Every day we take time to do that. We receive messages. We connect with my son's soul and receive messages. And, you know, we have some messages that came through about what's going on with him, but I was calling in for an additional perspective, you know, see what you can get on what's going on with him, what he's been going through. And so now you're saying that you're going to give an infinity healing?
Yes, I'm going to do this with you, and then this will give you an idea of what it is you can do with the two of them.
Okay.
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 So, first of all, the Infinity Healing Energy is now activated. If you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. And just take a nice deep breath. So the Infinity Healing is energy that is coming to you straight from God. It's not coming through me to you. It's a direct connection, you and God. Once we start it, it will continue to flow for as long as it needs to flow in order to deal with whatever the situation is. So in this case, what you're doing is connecting yourself with the light, and you're asking that this always be there. So this will always be there. So what we're doing on you right now is going to be forever, unless you decide to turn it off. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are love, you are infinite, you are connected with the light of God? It fills your heart, and that light is the sacred radiant guardian of all that you value. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And so what this is, in essence, doing, it is saying that the only things that can come into your life will be things that are in alignment with the love, with the things that you actually value. Any energies that are not in alignment with that will not come into your life. There's just no way for them to, because you will not be in alignment with it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So anytime a dark or a heavy energy or whatever is around and you can feel it, it's because there's some part of you that is in alignment with it. It could be a fear that you have, you know, that it might be around. It could be something that you were taught as a child. It could be anything. But when you're doing this and you're saying that I'm only in alignment with the light, with the love, with the pure energy of God, then none of that other stuff comes near you. There's no way that it can.
Okay.
So you can add something like what we just said to whatever it is you do when you're talking with your souls. You can ask them to install this in each of you. It's already in you, but you can ask to have it installed in your son and your friend. And actually, infinity healing doesn't just work on the person that you're talking to. It does actually work on your children and your significant others and all of them. So it may just be a matter of you reading this statement and they say yes. And once that happens, the energy will begin to flow to them too. And I'm getting that that will actually work. So you want to write this statement down?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let me go get a pen and a... Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. The statement is, I am love.
Okay.
I am infinite.
Okay.
I am connected with the light of God.
Okay.
It fills my heart.
Okay.
And that light is...
Mm-hmm.
The sacred, radiant guardian.
Pardon?
Guardian.
Guardian, okay.
Like guardian angel, yeah.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Of all that I value.
Okay.
And you can just put at the end of that, and so it is.
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and... If any you have any questions or anything, you know, I'm here every Tuesday and Friday.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and be blessed.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so today's show is on setting goals. And hold on, I just have to write something down. Setting goals is one of those things, you know, that you've probably heard lots of people talk about, and you get lots of advice on it and all of this other stuff. And it's actually something that I avoided doing for a lot of years. I'm not really sure why. I guess because then I would actually have to hold myself accountable for achieving the goals that I've set, which is one of the things about setting goals. So if you want to set goals and actually have them be effective, first thing you need to do is write them down. And you can have daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals. It's totally up to you. And actually, if you have those to-do lists, those are actually goals. Those are actually things that you want to accomplish. So you are actually setting goals. And with the little goals that you are looking at every day, we usually don't have any problems actually doing those unless it's something that we really actually don't want to do or it triggers a fear in us. But with the bigger goals, we often lose sight of them because an important part of setting those bigger goals is to actually write down why you want to achieve them. Because when you tap into that energy of why, then it's not just some abstract thing, you know, like little kids will say, oh, when I grow up, I want to be rich and famous. Okay, that sounds really wonderful. But ask them why. What is it about being rich and famous that really is talking to you? And when you finally get down to the base reason of why that goal is important to you, then you actually know why it is you want to do this, what it is that this does for you, what kind of fire it lights in you. And sometimes you'll find that there's nothing there, and you don't actually want what you thought you wanted. So when you're setting your goals, always ask yourself, why? When the universe, God, source, whomever you want to connect with, looks at you and is working with you to bring you what it is you desire into your life, that is all based on what you are feeling. So let's say your goal was to have a Maserati. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but that's the word that popped into my mind. So that's your goal. Then you ask yourself why. And is it because you just want to look really good and you want people to go, ooh, when you drive by, you know? If that's your answer, then look even deeper. What is it that that makes you feel? Is it that you want to feel important? That you want to feel valued? That you want to feel appreciated? See, when you get down to those feelings, and what it is that whatever it is that goal is going to bring to you, then you can start feeling those feelings now, even before you've achieved the goal. And so the more you start feeling those feelings, the easier it becomes to feel those feelings. And so you become filled with those feelings. And so by the time you've actually achieved the goal, you're already feeling it. And it can happen more quickly and more easily because you're already there. A lot of times we set goals and we actually have a part of us that believes that it's actually impossible for us to achieve that goal. And what do you think that does for us achieving that goal? Because then there's a part of us that feels that we cannot have that. So when you understand what you are feeling, then you can let go of those feelings that hold you back from what it is you actually want to achieve. And once you get those out of the way, there's nothing to keep you from feeling what you want to feel. We get taught that life is all about accumulating stuff. And it's actually about feeling. It's actually about what you are feeling in every moment. What you are allowing into your life is based in those feelings. It's like with Vivian, and she was talking about the negative energies that they were feeling around her son. You only would feel that if there was a part of you that was willing to allow the whole idea of having negative energies or negative entities attaching themselves to you or someone in your family or to your home. If you didn't feel that that was possible, then you would never even cross your mind that there would be a negative entity anywhere around you. So it's really all about us and what we believe, what we are allowing, what we are experiencing in our own lives. Because remember, you are the one creating everything that you experience. You are the one. And there's nobody else that's doing anything to you. It's all about you. It's about what you feel. It's about what you are allowing. And so the more changes you make to what it is you believe, as in releasing those false beliefs that you were taught by all those wonderful people who didn't mean you any harm, but frankly, a lot of the stuff they taught you was a bunch of crap, but that's okay. The more you let that stuff go, the more you can step into now, into who it is you really want to be, who you really are, who you are creating yourself to be. And the more you do this, the more you really understand your own motivation for why you create what you experience, why you make those choices, and you start letting go of those reasons that you don't want to have anymore in your life, the more your life opens up, the more it really does change. And this is not some, you know, weird philosophy that I've come up with or anything. This is actually what I've noticed in my own life, especially over the last few months that I've been doing Infinity Healing. When I tell you that Infinity Healing is wonderful and it works very quickly and it's actually absolutely amazing, I'm not just saying that to get you to buy something. I'm saying it because it's true. I'm saying it because of what I have experienced in my own life and what I've seen in the lives of the others that I've done Infinity Healing with. This really does change who you are being. It allows you to live at a higher vibration, to create more easily, to actually experience joy and happiness and whatever other wonderful things you want to experience without any of the negativity, any of the guilt, any of the, oh, I shouldn't because someone else in the world is not happy. It really does clear all of that old clutter out of your energy field, which takes it out of your life. And it's amazing. I was talking with one of the ladies that I've been doing Infinity Healing with, and she was talking about how peaceful her life is now. And this particular person is going through a situation that is not peaceful because she's actually watching someone that she loves dearly and who's very close to her die. And so that would be a very stressful time for most people, and they would be thinking about, you know, the loss of this person and how this is going to be so awful and all of this kind of stuff. And instead, she's at peace. She's at peace with the whole situation, the circumstances, everything that's going on. She's able to deal with whatever comes up with grace and ease because she's no longer trapped in those old beliefs about you have to be sad, you have to suffer, you have to be lonely, you have to be mad at God, you have to go through the stages of grief and all of that other stuff that we've been taught. She's no longer caught in that energy. And so she can be at peace with it. This Infinity Healing is bringing me more and more peace with the things that have happened in my life in the last 6 months. And for those of you who are new to the show, in the last 6 months, my mother died from burns she sustained in a house fire. 3 months later, my sister died, and I know that was because my mother had died and my sister gave up. And so my life has changed enormously in the last 6 months, to say the least. But I'm okay with it. I don't have to sit around and cry and be sad and, you know, and feel all of those old emotions that I would have been feeling before because I've let that go. And I realize now that I really am the one who creates what I experience. And no, I'm not saying it's my fault that my mother died. That wasn't my creation. That was her choice. What I created out of that is my own react, my own lesson, my own sense of me. I became a better person. And it sounds kind of strange that you become a better person because your mother died. But I made choices after that whole situation occurred. I chose not to go into all of that sadness and grief and all of that other stuff. And I chose to actually look at what I could learn from this situation, what I could learn about myself, which was a lot of stuff, what I could learn about life, which was also a lot of stuff, and what I could learn about death, which was also a lot of stuff. So I chose to look. I didn't want to go through what I kept seeing other people going through, you know. Right after it happens, everybody you meet, the first thing they say is, oh, I'm so sorry. And I realize that that's conditioning, for one, and because they are actually sorry, they're imagining what I'm feeling based on what they have felt, and they don't like what they're remembering, so I must not be having a good time or something like that. And I recognize that. The interesting thing is now when someone, you know, gives me that look and says, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that sadness. I'm not really feeling the loss either, because I know that my mother is still with me. She's just no longer in the physical. And I realize that what they're saying to me is coming from what they have been through. And it's really not me. That sounds kind of strange, but it's actually true. Anytime anybody is talking about something that happened in life, even if they say that they're talking about something that happened in your life, they're actually talking about themselves. They're talking about what they feel. They're talking about what they believe. They're talking about what's true for them. And I've learned not to take that personally. And so sometimes I turn that around and I actually give comfort to that person who is trying to give comfort to me, because I realize that there's stuff in their lives that they are still feeling, even though it's been years. You know, they may still be feeling sadness over losing someone. And so that allows me to share with them, to be of service to them, when their intention was to make me feel better. Because actually, I don't feel bad. So that's the whole thing about, you know, what you're feeling, what's true for you, and looking at that when you are setting your goals makes an enormous difference in how effective you will be at achieving those goals. Because, again, it's not the thing that you want to acquire or do. It's the feelings that you have. It's the beliefs within you. It's the ways that you stop yourself in your own life. It's making you aware of that, so that you can let those things go. And then you can actually set goals that you can attain. Another thing about setting goals is that you want to set your goals for something that's a little outside of your comfort zone. And then, of course, you get to eliminate all of those things that make you feel uncomfortable about it, because actually anything is possible in your life. But it takes us a while to really accept that. So when you set it for something a little outside of your comfort zone, it gives you the opportunity to grow. And it's actually in growing that we feel the most alive. It's in growing that we are creating, that we are moving forward in our lives. If you always set your goals for something that's easy to achieve, then you never really have any sense of fulfillment. You never really have any excitement, because you're doing what you already know that you can do. It's like if you are someone who is incredibly good at keeping a meticulously clean house, and you set the goal of, you know, having a meticulously clean house. Well, you've already done that. You already know that you can do that. You can do that in your sleep. It's not a challenge for you. It's not going to make you feel good about you. Find something that's out outside of that comfort zone. And then look at why it is that you want to achieve that. And depending on how far it is outside of that comfort zone, it can bring up a lot of stuff. Don't just shove that stuff back down inside of you. Release it. Clear it out. And if you need to get help in letting it go, then get help. This is about you. This is about your life, your evolution. You're like a plant that's been planted in this beautiful, wonderful, fertile soil. And now you get to grow. So if you're not growing, look at what it is in your life, in yourself, in your belief that is stopping you from growing. Plants really don't question. They start to grow wherever they start to grow, and they continue to grow because things are provided for them. I seriously doubt if your grass ever sits out there and goes, I wonder if God's really there. I wonder if God will really take care of me. What will happen if I don't get enough rain? What if the sun doesn't shine? See, that's not the way to do. They know they're meant to grow, and they grow, and they accept whatever it is that is given to them in the way of nutrients and sunshine and water and whatever it is that they need to grow. They just accept it. They trust. They have faith. We, on the other hand, are taught not to trust, not to have faith, to question every little thing that happens in our lives and to actually beat ourselves up over the things that happen in our lives. Well, when you set your goals and you understand why it is you want to achieve those goals and you eliminate all of those false beliefs that come up around those goals, then you can achieve anything. You can even achieve the impossible. One of the things that my guidance has told me over and over and over and over, because, of course, I never listen. All right, it takes me a while to listen. Is that anything that has been possible for any other person, in any time, place, or situation on this planet, is possible for me. Now really think about that and let yourself absorb it. Anything that's ever been achieved by anybody else is also possible for you. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be super easy for you to do what anybody else has done, because it's not meant to be. We each have our own gifts, our own talents, our own abilities. And if you are working along with those gifts, talents, and abilities, then it's easier for you to achieve goals, and that's true. But you can also achieve goals that are not in alignment with your natural talents, gifts, and abilities, because you can develop new talents, new gifts, new abilities. You each have that ability to develop something new. And when you're developing something new, you have to do a little bit more work, but that's okay, because if that's what you want, if that's what your heart truly desires, then it goes, it happens, it flows. So really look at why you want to achieve the goal that you have decided that you want to achieve. And really look at the things that come up that say, no, I can't do that. Because that is coming up so that you can let that go. We have these beliefs that say that when we have a negative emotion, that we kind of get stuck in it. It's like it bogs us down. And that is one of those false beliefs, because negative emotions come up so that we can actually release them. They actually come up so that we can be aware that they're in there and we can let them out. We are not stuck with any of them. We are not stuck in any of them. But we have to actually be willing to let it go, which can make us kind of fearful. Because if it's an emotion that we've been having for so long, it's kind of like, it's who I am. I can't let that go. Then who will I be? When I was a little kid, I remember I was going to somebody's birthday party. And I was walking over there with my brother. He was a year older than me, so he was perfectly able to supervise me. And we were walking to this party, and we saw these loose dogs. And I remember one of the dogs was a little chihuahua, and the other one was a bigger dog. And so we turned around, and we started to run. Well, of course, if you run from dogs, dogs say, ooh, I get to chase you. So the dogs were chasing us. Well, the big dog went after him because, you know, he's older, he's bigger, so he's a bigger challenge. And the little dog was chasing me. And I was so scared. Of course, the dogs didn't catch us. They really weren't out to do us any harm. But, you know, we were little kids. We didn't know that. And I kept that fear of strange dogs, dogs that I didn't know. And when I was in my 20s, yeah, I was in my 20s, my now ex-husband bought me a dog. Well, he took me puppy shopping, and we got this little fur ball. And that was the first dog that I'd owned in a number of years. So this was my dog. And I would take her for walks, and one day we were out walking, and we came across this dog, this big dog, that was loose. And it brought up my fear. My dog didn't bring up my fears, but that was my dog. She knew she was my dog. She did what I told her to do. And this was a strange dog. This was a loose dog. This was a big dog. And my thoughts were that this dog was going to hurt my little dog, my baby. Now, she probably would have fought him off, and he probably would have been sad that he didn't count at her, because she was actually a pretty feisty little dog. But in that mode, I was going to protect her. And so those fears started coming up. But instead of giving in to the fears, I let them go. And I looked at this dog, this strange dog, that I had no idea who he was or where he lived. And I pointed my finger at him, and I said, sit. And he did. And I was shocked. And so I just took my dog, and we walked away. And he sat there. And so that was an opportunity for me to release some of those fears that I had about strange dogs. And also to stand in my power. Now, would I have done that if I had been by myself out walking? No, I wouldn't have. It wouldn't have crossed my mind to do anything like that. I probably would have been freaking out. And who knows what this strange dog would have done if he'd done anything. But I did what I did to protect my little dog. And so it's not just people who come into our lives to offer us the opportunity to grow. It's also animals who come into our lives to offer us the opportunity to grow, to realize what we've been holding on to, what the fears are, and to let them go. So when you are setting goals, this is another opportunity for you to realize what it is you have been afraid of, and to let those fears go so that you can move forward in your life. Sometimes we find the whole idea of setting goals to be intimidating. And again, that's just bringing up the fears that you have in you. So look at those fears when they are coming up and decide whether or not you actually want to keep them. Because that's your choice. You're the one creating everything you experience. Everything. Start looking for the lessons in everything that happens in your life. Start allowing yourself to see the good that comes into your life, as well as the bad. We tend to focus on what's wrong with our lives. We don't really look at what's right with them. Start to look at what's right with them and to feel that happiness, that joy. So then you are creating more of that happiness and that joy, because what you focus on really does multiply in your life. So when you're setting your goals, remember to write the goal down. And then write down why. Why you want to achieve this goal. And then you can write down anything that comes up. Any fears, any doubts, any negative thoughts, any positive thoughts. Write it all down. And then you can release all of that negative stuff. And allow yourself to feel that positive energy that that goal brings to you. That energy that you're going to feel even more of when you have achieved that goal. Because that brings you into alignment with your goal. It makes it easier for you to achieve it. And remember to set your goals outside of your comfort zone. Because life is all about growth. And if you're not growing, you're just kind of stagnant. Sometimes I look at the lives of some of the people that I know, some of the people in my family, who have this ritual or these rituals in their lives. And everything happens according to the ritual. And any time anything happens that is outside of that ritual, they get really upset. I mean, they get really upset over things that I frankly consider kind of insignificant. But for them, these are big things because they have that set ritual. And everything has to happen the way that it is meant to happen in every moment. They know exactly what's going to happen. And anything outside of that is really, you know, on the level of an atomic bomb exploding. And I understand that this is how they have chosen to build their experience. But it also makes me look at what I've chosen and whether or not I am being rigid around things, whether or not I am allowing situations to have the control in my life instead of me having control, because I am the one creating the situation. So it's been beneficial to me because it's allowing me to see what I'm creating. It's allowing me to learn how I want to deal with unexpected things. It's giving me more freedom. So I really appreciate these people and all of their structure and all of their rigidity, because it's showing me how to be flowing and free. And I've also learned that I don't need to do anything to change them, because they are exactly how they've created themselves to be. Now, if they ask me for assistance, then of course I always give it. But if they don't ask, why would I need to give it? Because they are apparently happy with what they have. And it's my job to be me, to be this free-flowing, happy, alive person, to be an example of what they can be if they choose to do that. That's my job. I get to be me. And the people who learn things from me being me, that's great. That's their choice. And the people who don't learn a darn thing from me being me, that's great. That's their choice. My only job is to be me. That's it. And it took me a long time to really get that, to really understand that, to really live that. Because I was raised to be a rescuer. So if you were the least bit less than perfect, I had to show you what was wrong in your life. I had to rescue you. I had to fix you. That was my job. That was really a lousy, lousy job. I can look back at it now and laugh, but I can think of how many years I wasted my time thinking that I was supposed to change these people's lives, when in reality, there was nothing for me to change. Because every one of those people was creating their lives exactly how it was. That was their choice. That was their right. And I was the one who was screwing things up. And so instead of focusing on me and who I am and what I want to create and what goals do I want to set, I was looking at them and telling them who they were and what they needed to change so they could be more in alignment with what I thought they should be. And that sounds kind of sanctimonious to me now, but at the time, I felt that I was doing the right thing. But I learned from it, and I've moved past it. So now I offer people opportunities, like the free discovery sessions that I offer. Those are for anyone who wants to take advantage of it. It's a free session. We would work on whatever it was you wanted to work on, releasing your doubts, your fears, whatever, for 20 minutes. It wouldn't cost you anything. And you could just go on with your life. I don't try to sell you anything or anything like that. It's just about you, about you becoming aware of you. That's the whole point of it. So now I offer that. And if people accept it, wonderful, great. We work on whatever we need to work on. And if people don't accept it, wonderful, great. I'm still going to be working on me, whether anybody else is working on themselves, because we each have our own right to make our own choices. And I'm not going to try to shove my opinions down your throat, because, frankly, they're my opinions. They're not yours. You don't have to accept a single thing that I say, ever. You don't have to agree with anything I say. You don't have to do anything that I say. That is your choice. The only one you are responsible for is you. And the only one that I am responsible for is me. And I make an offer. If you accept it, you accept it. If you don't, you don't. And that's it. When we start looking at life that way, we don't have to fix other people's lives. We don't have to save other people. We don't have to save the planet and all of the starving people in whatever country that the people are starving in. And all of those causes that are out there to say you have to be a part of making this a better world by contributing money, time, whatever, to this cause. When you let go of that guilt trip that we get taught about things that are not right in the world, when you let go of that, when you recognize that everyone involved in every situation in the world is there because they have chosen to be there and they are creating their own experiences in their own lives, then you really have the freedom to do what feels right from your heart, not from the guilt trip that somebody else has laid on you, not from the self-righteous opinion of others. You actually have the freedom to make your own choices according to what it is you want to create. And that's part of the beauty of life. And that is how we grow. That is how we feel more. That is how we become more. My life is so different from how it was just a few months ago. And finally, I am finally looking at my own beliefs, and I am changing the ones that do not match what I want to experience. And I am finally opening up to my own power to create what I really want in my own life. And it feels so good. And I just want everybody else to feel that way, if that's something they decide they want to feel. And if they decide they don't want to feel that way, that's their choice. And I just send them lots and lots of love. So set your goals. Write them down. Write down why you want to achieve them. Look at everything that comes up that's in the way. Release it all. And keep being in the energy of what you want to feel when you achieve that goal. You don't have to achieve it before you can feel it. And the more you can feel it while you're achieving it, the faster you can achieve it. So it's a way of opening yourself up to the flow, of what it is you actually want to experience in life. You can have that flow before you achieve the goal. Because the goal is not about achieving something. It's about being in that feeling. So give yourself the freedom to feel, the freedom to create, the freedom to flow, the freedom to receive. And that's a big one for so many people. Because we say we want, but we don't actually let ourselves receive. So if you would like an infinity healing for opening you up to receiving, all you have to do is say yes. Yes. And take a deep breath. And if you really want to make this firmly rooted in you, take your left hand and place it over your heart and say to yourself, I allow myself to receive. And just allow yourself to receive the energy that is flowing out of your heart into your head. And some of you may feel this, and some of you won't feel anything. And either way, it's absolutely fine. Energy is always moving, even if you have never let yourself feel it. It's still there, it's still moving. And they want me to do one more. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to feel, to safely feel? If so, say yes. Yes. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. And now that energy is flowing. And infinity healing, the energy will continue to flow until the issue is resolved. So even after we finish the show, that energy will continue to flow in you. It will continue to resolve the things that are in the way of you feeling, of you receiving. And the energy will not stop until it is finished. So this is your opportunity. You are now making some changes in your life. So just accept it and allow it to be. Because what you're doing is for your highest good. So make sure that you drink some water, because you want to have the flow in your body as well. And the more hydrated you are, the easier it is for things to flow. And it's also easier to dissolve things when you have more fluid. It's just part of life. So this Friday I will have Sprinkles Nixon on my show, and she is a psychic and a tarot card reader, and she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. I think that you will enjoy her, and we will be doing many readings and whatever else it is we're guided to do. So that's just another opportunity for you to have some change in your own life. And if you have any questions about setting your own goals or having that free discovery session or anything else in your life, you can send me an email at barbara.keeling, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Or you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealings.com and click on the contact me, email me, whatever those little highlighted things or links are in my website. And if you go to the website, click on the Schedule Now button and schedule your discovery session so that we can do some work, so that you can start letting go of some of those things that are stopping you from achieving your goals. Because you do deserve to have a wonderful, magical, incredible life. And the person who creates that for you is you. So we can just get everything else out of the way. And you can be the love that you are. It's time for you to start living your life and living it fully. It's part of the beauty of life. And all of the changes that are happening in this world are part of letting go of the old and stepping into our power, stepping into our own creation, stepping into the truth of who we are. And if you're ready to do that, then do it. There's no need to wait. There's no time like now, because there is no time but now. So have a wonderful week, everybody, and I will be back on Friday. And again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. This is your life, and I want to help you create a beautiful, magical life. And if that's what you want, then let's talk. I will talk to you again on Friday, unless you send me an email. I hope everybody has a wonderful week, and thank you so much for listening and for those who called in. Thank you for sharing who you are. Bye-bye, everybody.